Begin the Quran Dav and Sechem Zev and Dav Tzadi Dal. Begin on the base. Kino Teis and Asta begins with the Gemara of a Kirui Balachsen. And the roof is on an Alachsen, on the diagonal, on the angle. So Teis disagrees with Rashi, explaining what does Alachsen really mean. The Gemara says the reason why Pit Tikra is not going to help by a house when it gets breached on two sides is because it's by a corner and the Kirui, the roof, is Balachsen. So Pishba Kontri says, what does Alachsen mean? Means Bishipua, the roof was made slanty, King Gag and Shalana, like our roof, so like a path, where you don't have that edge being straight, which is perpendicular to the ground, where Hainu Kiarzila, which Rashi says that's similar to what it means making it like Arzila, because I mean by some past, like the Gemara previous in the Chavarei on the base, which that means that the roof is on the slant. And therefore, again, you can't have P ticker because it's not exactly horizontal to have this vertical wall extending down from the opening of the roof, which Tais says, Betamim. Now it's a wonder. If it really is the Alachsen means Karazila, so in the Havalei Lemikit, Karazila could not get Hazim. The Gemara should use the same terminology as in the Chavay. So rather, by Marie, he says, no, Demayush and Nifrat Sakir ba'Alachsen. It means to say that not that the roof is made in an angle, it's rather that the roof gets breached on an angle, Imma Machitzis, with the walls, Bekaren Zavis, on the corner. So the Chihagam, the Lemin Pitikra. So in such a case, it's not like an opening, and therefore you can't say Pitikah, but not that the roof itself is actually made on an angle. Tinnik says, Mazda begins with the Gemara of Shmuel, and he says, Afilu b'yesmese. He says, no, the case of the Mishnah could even be talking about if the breach is more than 10 amos, which places then qualifies as Machlegis Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, you could say it's even more than 10 amos. So Tesis says, the Ari, and what it means to say is, what Shmuel is saying is, that bein b'esse, bein b'yesmese, that the Mishnah makes sense. They were saying it's specifically a problem on two sides, because on one side it would be a Pesach. So this side we're saying specifically two sides going to be a problem, which we explained is talking about by a corner, is not only less than 10 amos, the way Rav said, but it's even going to be more than 10 amos. V'nokach te'ruches mishum bayis. And why do we say that it's on two sides? Because of the case of the house. D'meruach achas, because if it's on one side, mahani p'tikar fel b'yas ma'asa, you would say Pitikah even when it's more than 10 amos. Kim nekeh shem arba mechid, since you have the name of four walls. And as Tais has previously explained, and therefore it's specifically a problem on two sides. Now, what's bothering Tais is, since we're talking about both, if it's less than 10 amos or more than 10 amos, so then, so says Tais is, v'loy motzi l'meimah. And the Gemara could not have said that the nokach teiruch is the reason why picking two sides, from the ari namah be'eser, is because also talking about the breach of the 10 amos, so obviously we're talking about two sides, because on one side it'll be a Pesach. No, because then the lehavalei mishum hachi lemikach teiruches, that's not enough of a reason to say that it's on both sides. Kim nifritz astam. All you should have said is that it's breached. To have meruch achas, that would be on one side. To have a mashbik astam pirtza, she yes and asin, that would have sounded like a breach that's even more than 10 amos. And then you could have asked the Gemara's question, so then why are you saying it two sides? So, therefore, he said that specifically talking about on yet me'eser and yes me'eser. Now, it says Taisis v'leirotzu Rav lahamin af b'yes me'eser, and Rav didn't want to say like Shmuel that the breach is even more than 10 amos and umishum bayis k'me Shmuel. But wait a second. So why is it on two sides? Oh, like Shmuel had said, because of the case of the house. Now, if Ksav Rav held the Yavim Meir B'Yesmese, if it was talking about the breach of more than 10 amos, loy listen to Shteiruches Klal. No, then we shouldn't depict the case by the Chatzer on two sides at all. Ela Havalei Laminka Davka B'Yesmese Merukachas. You should have just said if the breach is more than 10 amos on one side, but La Havalei Laminka Shteiruches, and not like we said for Shmuel, and you don't say on two sides Mishum Bayis because of the case of the house. Or Inami. Another reasoning is Ksav Rav held the B'Yesmi Yud. If it actually would have been more than 10 amos, lo yater b'yuda aflays to Shabbos, which that's the whole, this is the case what we're discussing in the Mishnah. Is it permitted at Shabbos because of hutra or not? So says Taisus, a rab would have held, if it's more than 10 amos, Reb Yehuda would not have been permitted even for that Shabbos, k'meshimekel b'yasem b'keren Shabbos, like he does permit if it's 10, even though it's by the corner. Avpi shazub b'zud nechshav l'kepirtzav l'pesach, although actually both of them are considered as a breach and not an opening, still Taisus is explaining in Rab that if it would have been more than 10 amos, it wouldn't have been logical to say keep it to hutra, like we do say when it's less than 10, even though it's by the corner. Again, those are two reasons why Taisa says Rav did not say like Shmuel. The next Taisa Mazda begins with Zigmar B'Kirui Ba'Arba, and the roof got breached by by an area of four. Shteis explains Rashi's interpretation. The Gemara says they were talking about that it got breached by the corner and from its roof by an area of four. So Rashi appears, Rashi explains. So he says, what's the actual numbers over here, which we're saying that there's four pitikas that you have to say. Here got breached by five, and here got breached by five. And the reason why Rashi is doing that is because so that the breach should be more than 10 amas. But that's a specifically dark, but actually it's not so precise. Because Dim Kane, if that's the case, Lahavi Pitsiyas Master, the breach is actually not more than 10 amas. Ela Lakshan Shalchamash Shalchamash, all you're having is a diagonal of 5x5, that hang your 7 amas, which that's actually a little bit more than 7 amas. And it's not going to be more than 10 amas. Because on the diagonal, all you get is 1.4. And therefore, it's a specifically Chashal Doctor, because Rashi wasn't so precise to be, he was just giving a sign of that we're saying it should be more than 10, but actually the way he describes it is actually not going to be more than 10. It's actually going to be a little bit more than 7, and then again, not so precise. Kinnik says the master begins with the Gemara, Shmuel, and Makarav, Shmuel. Why didn't he say like Rav? Because the like Tani Alakson, because in the Mishnah it doesn't say that the roof is on an angle. Chais explains, why isn't this difficult also for Shmuel? Because the Gemara says, he didn't say like Rav, because that Rav said that the house is breached on the corner and the roof is on the diagonal, but it doesn't say Alakson. So it says, now, Avagav Delegatoni Namash Nivitz Akibu Rachav Abba, although it doesn't also say what's a variable that he's mentioning in his case, in his interpretation, doesn't say that the roof was breached also a distance of 4 Tvachim. Mikamokam Chashav Kaman the Tonal Mahadi, but still, it says, that's not Divagon Shmuel, because that's still considered as if it was explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah, like even the Tonish Nivitz Mishnei Ruchas, since it says that it was breached on two sides, Shaz Rog like Yerlipa, when it's breached on two sides, it's usually normal for the roof to collapse also, Aval in Dark Elifetz Malachsen, which was Tais' interpretation of what Rav means, but it's not normal to breach on an angle, and therefore again, that's why Shmuel didn't say like Rav, but still held that his interpretation is still more explicit in the Mishnah. To next says the master begins with the Gemara. Rav loy mekashmol. Why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? Because then can have a chsadr. Then it's just the same case as the case of the chsadr. The Shteis explains what this means. The Gemara said that he doesn't say like Shmuel because if it's breached even on four sides, that's the case of a chsadr. Claim what that means to say is a fill and nifritz or revius or shlishes bimeluai. That even if it gets breached on, and this Shteis l'shidasai, on the third and fourth side totally, still Amar Pitikra, we would still say Pitikra, my Bachsadja, like Achsadja, which again, it can't be Mefulish, but as long as it's not Mefulish, even though two sides are breached totally, you would still say Pitikra, again, not like rational interpretation, rational Lishitazitum. That's why Rav didn't say like Shmo, because it's not a problem. You still would say Pitikra, you had to say so. Kshinik says the master begins with the Gemara Be'eser, Kuli Amale Pligi. If it's 10, then no one's going to disagree. Shteis disagrees with Rashi and explains that the Esther is coming from the laws of Pitikra. Now, the Gemara in the first version says that the breach of these walls of the Achsadja, of the gazebo, if it's only 10, there's no machlekes. Everyone agrees that that's going to be permitted. Now, Rashi explains why. Because the Balav scheme is Pitikra, because even without saying the closure of the thickness of the roof coming down, it's an opening. It's a Pesach without Pitikra. Now, because it's within 10 amas, which is a Pesach. But as I said, Bakashlan Purusha is difficult according to rational interpretation, because the Likadarmi, according to the Ikadarmi of the Gemara, the second interpretation, the Mukiplikta Ba'esu, which no. Actually the Machlekes is when it's within 10 amas. And the less Lilishmu Pitikra, and because Shmuel's not gonna hold the Pitikra over there. And you see Veloimina Piskahu, that even though without Pitikra, he's not gonna say it's a Pesach. Obviously, that you can't say that's a Pesach. And it's not because of a Pesach, rather it's because of do you say Pitikra or not? So Elanir rather it seems to explain that this that the first version is saying that when it's 10, according to everyone, that's going to be effective, it's not like Rashi because of Pesach. Rather because the Mekayach Pitikra has been like Pesach, l'shlekama. According to the first version, with Pitikra, is that's when you can say it as a Pesach. Key because Avavishu b'malui, because although it's totally breached, the Pitikra have it mitam Pesach, because ultimately, there's still some conceptual understanding that Pitikra works like an opening at Bishul, like Teza previously said. And therefore, that's why it when it's within 10, which is like a Pesach, with Pitikra, that's exactly how it's going to work. But not like Rashi's wording makes it sound like that, as if it's just from Pesach itself. As you see from the Nikodami, that no, Pesach itself even less than 10, it's not going to be a Pesach. You have to come onto the concept of Pi Tikra.